every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well.
That's good to hear. Okay, so I know last week we talked a little bit about parent-teacher conferences coming up and how they're going to be different this year because they're going to be virtual. You know, keep COVID down. We can't have a lot of parents and, you know, teachers doing all this interacting and stuff. Talk a little bit more about parent-teacher conferences, when they are, and what we need to be doing to prepare.
So conference nights are November 10th and 11th for the high school and middle schools, and they'll be from 3:30 to 6:30, and elementary schools, they'll be from 4 to 7. And REC and YEC will only meet on November 11th from 3:30 to 9. So they only have one day from 3:30 to 9.
No, I was wondering, like, so there's only certain times for this. How are parents, what is the time increment?
Right. So similar to what we did last year, we'll be scheduling our conferences using a Google Calendar appointment slot feature. You have a 10-minute increment for your parents to sign up for conferences. The conferences will be held. So it'll be just 10 minutes in Google.
Okay.
So it should be good. We had a good time. We had a good turnout last year. And I think it's positive because you get parents who, you know, who can't make it or could take 10 minutes off of work as opposed to driving and sitting to wait. So
right.
It works out really good.
Right, because that used to always kind of be a bit of a problem with me. It wasn't necessarily getting off work if I could get, you know, right when conferences were beginning. But sometimes it was a little bit much, you know, if I had somebody come in late at my job. This works a little bit better because you can Zoom from your phone no matter where you are.
Right. So when parents, they're going to log into your child's Google account and then go to the link that's going to be shared by the teachers. Mm-hmm. And then they'll follow the instructions from there. And there's a video to kind of show you how to set it up. So it's really, really easy, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot easier. And we ask that everybody look for their appointment coming up if you have not gotten it already.
Okay. So be on the lookout for that, parents. You know, if your kids are telling you, oh, I don't have it. It's not like back in my day when we used to just tell our parents, oh, I don't know. Things these days are like literally right there in the palm of your hand. Just look for the link. And if you don't see it, keep double checking. And, you know, you might have to send a little email or something like that. But definitely make sure you get to these amazing virtual parent-teacher conferences. I like that idea. I like that idea. All right. So we've got the business out of the way. I noticed, because, you know, I read a lot of stuff going on in the news, that there's been some people who are former teachers who have passed away. What can you tell me about what you know?
Yeah, this weekend we lost one of our former teachers. Her name was Darlene McKelly. Mm-hmm. And she was with us for over 30 years. And just we lost her. It's tough. It's been a really tough weekend for us. We also lost our Deb DeFrancisco, who started in Youngstown in 1984, and
wow.
She was actually basically our assistant in HR. And Deb has been a pillar in our school district. She was a principal for the last few years at the early middle school, and we took her out of there and we put her in HR. And she just flourished. It's so hard. It's going to be so hard to go to work and not see her. I know it's going to be a tough day for a lot of people because she was just such a pillar, but also always positive. And I just every time I saw her, she always thanked me for moving her out of the building because she was in her passion. I always say, you know, sometimes you have the right people on the bus, but you got to get them in the right seat.
Right.
And Deb was in the right seat, and she was always positive. But she always used to say, I'll never forget, she always used to say to me every time I saw her, there's still more work to do. But that was just her, and I know she's touched so many lives. I've gotten so many texts and emails from staff members who want to, you know, we're gonna do a tribute to her this week, Thursday, on Facebook for about an hour. For those who knew her, her calling hours are Wednesday, October 27th from 3 to 6 at Rossi Funeral Home on North Road in Warren, and then the actual services are October 28th. At 10 at St. James Church in Warren. So it's going to be tough. And I know our staff members and even myself and Mr. Bachelor, we're struggling. But you know what? We have to keep moving and keep making it through.
Absolutely. Because as she would say, there's still more work to be done. We thank her for living and thank her for working, because I think I may have been in a school building with her a time or two in life as well. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.